Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Right, we are in the final hour of the Wednesday afternoon show on Vectis Radio with me, Dave Mack.
Ross.
And George.
Yes, and we will be here until 4 o'clock, until next week where we'll be back. Again, 1 till 4. But in the meantime, we've had another interviewee turn up in the studio today. And I'm absolutely happy to say I've got Leon here, who's talking to us about what stuff he does with YouTube and what it really means to him. So welcome, Leon.
Thank you very much, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good. Other than the fact that you may well realise, it's very warm in here.
It's warm everywhere.
It is. But admittedly, at least we can put the fans on in between and have some breeze, eh? Which you can't do outside.
I can't do that at home either when I'm recording, because it just picks up on the microphones all the time.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's why we've just turned them off, just to do this. So
totally get it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us in the studio. And it's something a little bit different, because I must admit, we haven't had a YouTube content creator kind of come in. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about the channels and what they deliver.
So, at the moment, I run technically 4 channels.
Okay.
There is more in the background, which I'm working on as well. 2 of them are my main ones, which are my music reaction channels, and then we've got the game channel and the card channel as well, which is on a bit of a break at the moment because it just saps money. So yeah, I love it. The chance to listen to music, something I've always kind of been involved in some way, so, and I'm getting to experience lots of different things.
No, that's cool. So if people were to obviously go to your YouTube channels, tell us about a couple of them. You said a couple of them are a bit more popular than the others. Yeah. So you've got the Red's AOB.
Red's AOB, which is the main channel.
Yeah.
It's been going just over 3 years now.
And you've got quite a few thousand subscribers as well.
16,700 at the moment, 16,700.
Yeah.
It's just gone past that, so yeah. Quite happy with that. It was a bit of a surprise when it just took off, and it's been great fun. And with that channel, I'm getting to experience music from all over the world.
Right, okay.
When I set it up, the idea was I thought I'd do mostly British and European and American style music, but we're in Japan and the Philippines and Mexico, and there's so many great artists out there at the moment. We're just so lucky.
Yeah, no, we are. The music in the world is, admittedly, some people are like, it ain't like it used to be. But either way, we wouldn't had the music we have now if it wasn't for that music.
No.
Which is great, but at the same time, you know, it's good to see the evolution of it, and all find things that we like in that as well.
The Japanese, if you look at the Japanese rock bands, they actually trace a lot of the music now back to when the Beatles visited.
Okay.
So again, we always go on about how the British music scene influenced the rest of the world, but Japan did it. You watch them now, and they're literally frightening musicians. You just watch them, how do you do that? So yeah, they can trace it back to that Beatle invasion back in the 60s.
So tell us a little bit about, if they tune into your channel, what will they see you doing?
Watching a video that I've never seen before, mostly. That's the best way of describing it. So a lot of my viewers will suggest artists, songs, bits like that. I used to be a club DJ back in the day, and I've always loved music. I was always that guy that had the stupid music collection.
You and George will get along well then. You used to do the same thing as well.
So, yes, years ago.
Yeah, mine was quite a few years ago now. Every time I think about it, it scares me. But it was like, the challenge for them is to come up with a song or an artist that I haven't heard before. And so I may have heard the song, but if you see for example, the Philippines twist on it, the bands that they have.
Yeah, I've seen some of them, actually. Was it Rhythm?
You got Rhythm, Franz Rhythm.
Yeah, that's
and it. And Mission Souls.
Yeah.
They're family bands.
I did see that. It looked like, literally, it's just the family. Like, you've got the little nipper on the drums.
Yeah, that's Mission Souls. They are, yeah, he's 11.
Oh, wow. He's a good drummer.
World-class drummer at 11 years old. Ooh. That is scary. And you look at them, they are just, and they pump music out. And they're about to actually go on tour in America in September.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, they are. But if it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't get to experience these bands.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't at all. Well, from being a musician myself, when I first started, back when I was, well, I'd say late 90s, you didn't have things like social media and stuff to really push it. So it was about whether you got your CD out to them or people saw you live. But now with the internet, it's just incredible how far and wide you can branch yourself. Also,
I think that makes it harder for bands to really stand out. Because you can have 200 bands now, all at the same level.
Well, I don't know, some of them quite clearly, like...
but then for them to take that next step, I think it's even harder. Where before, you'd have that record producer who'd, like, grab them, and then you'd hear them constantly on the radio.
Mm.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No, you're right.
So it's down to the internet, and I've had thanks from artists for promoting their stuff and things like that. So
that's good. No, it's really good. So tell us this. You obviously, it takes a lot of confidence to step into doing stuff like YouTube and social media, especially it being in front of a camera, you know, because some people can be quite fearful of it. What was it that made you want to start doing YouTube?
And it was that fear. So back, 8.5 years ago, I was ill, and it made me shrink into myself, and I was frightened to leave the house, frightened to talk to anyone, frightened to do anything. And woke up one day, just phoned the doctor, and realised I had some sort of mental health issue. And luckily they were partnered with Mind at the time.
Yeah.
I got lucky and to see a counsellor fairly quickly, who guided me through bits and pieces, but also said I had to find something to give me focus. And I'd always wanted to do YouTube, but I always thought I was too old, because I'm no youngster nowadays. But...
Don't put yourself down, man.
No, the thing is, what it is, I'm now lucky I've got that confidence where I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where if someone had done that 9 years ago, I'd have probably taken real offence at it.
Right, yeah.
But now it's that thing, I've now kind of got back to being who I was through having that, being kind of being made to take that step and do something that took me out of my comfort zone, but gave me joy, gave me happiness, even though it's hard work.
Mm.
But I love it. I love it. I love, you know, that, you know, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, no, and it sounds like it's done a lot for you in that sense. So you said, obviously, going back to it, one of the reasons was, you know, your mental health, and to give yourself something that you enjoy doing to give you that kind of motivation. So that made a big difference to you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, as I said, there's, I mean, at the same time, I found out the place I was renting had been sold, and I wasn't going to live. Of course, because I was ill and my contract got withdrawn from where I was working, so I literally had nowhere. Luckily, and I will say a massive thank you to my aunt and uncle who stepped in, helped me out. That's why I ended up now down in the Isle of Wight. Amazing place, love it to bits now. I feel so much at home, but it's where then I've been able to get that strength back, get back to me. And just that confidence again is back in there, and I love it. I love it.
That's cool.
So,
it's great to hear, especially with mental health being such a big, poignant kind of focus at the moment.
Yeah.
That it's really done good for you. So,
If you speak to any lot of YouTubers, I've spoken to many in my time doing this from all different fields of YouTube, and there's a lot of people who have said they've had that bit where they've struggled with it.
Mm.
YouTube can cause some.
I'm
not going to deny that.
I don't doubt it.
Because it's a very isolating thing.
And it's all the critics that are out there as well.
Yeah. The trolls are lovely.
Yeah.
Love them. Love them to bits. But
very polite. I like
that.
The
best way of and somebody gave me this bit of advice with YouTube, but on any social media, is if you're getting trolled, they're giving you attention.
Mm-hmm.
And any of these companies' algorithm wants you having attention.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they're being bad, they're helping you.
Do you know what? This is why, if there's anyone I dislike, like on Facebook, like there is, this is a guy called M.R. I think he's a bit of a numpty, to be honest. Shouldn't say this online, but I don't really like his character. I don't like what he does, and I don't think he's a good example.
Hmm.
So a lot of people would like react with an angry face. Don't do it. If you don't like him, just don't give him any reaction, because it won't add to.
Thing is, they're saying, take it as if they're getting that, all you're doing is you're helping them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because someone you really don't like,
just ignore it.
Blank them.
Yeah.
There's
don't react, don't comment, don't do anything.
I watch a lot of different channels.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for inspiration and for ideas and sometimes technical advice. But there's some YouTubers, I just sit and cringe when I watch. And they are, you look at, and I look at the amount of people watching their videos, and you're thinking, why? This person's not a good influence. And especially now in the UK, with some of the legislation we're now going to be hitting, those sort of influence, I can understand it. But it makes it harder for those of us. I mean, you know me. You know, in most cases, and we have to give me this warning, I can swear like a trooper. But I don't swear in videos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally get it.
No.
Totally get it.
That's cool. So also with yourself, obviously you've been doing this for a while now. You seem to really be enjoying it. It seems to be making a big difference with your life. Going forward, what's the goals? What's the targets? What would you like to achieve with it?
I would love to do it full time.
Yeah.
But I'm also realistic. You know, that's going to take a lot from where we are at the moment. I'd also like to be able to help other YouTubers.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people who are not sure about how to get into it. Trying to find information, there's too much
out there.
But it's just sometimes that technical bits, the what software to use. You know, oh, do I go out and get this bit of software? I've paid for two bits of software in my life. Most of them, both of those were starting this year. So I've done 8 years without buying any, and all legal. You do not need to spend a penny. And if you're unsure how to start, just take your phone out of your pocket. It's got an amazing camera on it. And go for it.
And just have a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, because I like to do a few bits myself. And that's exactly what it is. It's just like, just have a go at it. Just do it, see how it falls.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice occasionally to get people saying, oh, do you know what, I saw what you doing the other day. It's like, oh, crikey, fair enough, thanks, man.
Any feedback's good feedback.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's the bit, it's the thing of theirs now. I mean, last year, I set myself a main goal for every year. Last year was concentrating on the sound and video quality.
Yeah.
Okay. And now videos go out in 4K. They literally sound. We get so many compliments on the sound and video quality. That always then goes, that means I've achieved that goal.
Yeah. So if what I was going to, I knew what I was going to say, and I've literally kind of just forgotten it for a split second.
Not like you.
No, I know. What's going on? It's the heat. It's the heat. That's what I blame it on. Yeah, that's it. Shut up. I remembered now. So if people want to have a look at your videos, where do they go to have a look?
The best place would be to search the main channel. So if you go in and put at Reds AOB, R-E-D-S-A-O-B, YouTube should find it. Can't miss it. Black logo, red writing. Simple.
Brilliant. No, thank you so much for joining us in the studio, Leon.
My pleasure.
And, oh, I think George has got a quick question for you.
One question on your mental health. So your message would be to others who are suffering is to get help.
Yeah, don't stand alone. Don't be afraid. The biggest, the most difficult, and but also the best decision we'll make is to ask for help. And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
There's so many people. Yes, in the back in the day, it was the wrong thing to do. But ask for help. And it doesn't have to be a doctor. It could be your neighbour, your friend, your one of your colleagues, your boss. Nowadays at work, it's one of those things that everywhere now focuses on.
Yeah.
But don't be alone.
No, credit to you. And credit for breaking through that as well, obviously. And it's good to see you doing something you really enjoy as well, Leon.
I do. It's got to be, you've got to enjoy life. It's too short.
Exactly. No, pleasure. Thanks for coming in. And if you want to hear back this interview, it will be live on the website and also via other streaming services as well. So listen back. You're more than welcome to. Right. In the meantime, thank you so much, Leon. And we are going to go to some more music. And this is local music from Ellen with Let the Games Begin. And Leon, you can tell us what you think during a song. You can maybe even film it. This is Vectis Radio.